You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, that's what we wish every one of you. A very good morning, boys and girls. Welcome to today's breakfast show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. The time is just a minute after the hour of 6 o'clock, and it is the 10th of March. Looking at a couple of things relevant to the 10th of March in the world of entertainment, back in 1955, probably none of you remember this, the last broadcast of the Silver Eagle was heard. That was on radio. Julie Andrews, what a great actress she is. 1956, at the age of 23, Julie Andrews made her TV debut in High Tor with Bing Crosby and Nancy Olsen. And in 1965, Walter Matthau and Art Carney opened in The Odd Couple. It later became, of course, a big hit. Where? On the TV, of course.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
in. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We'll be right back.
We might give love a bad name. It's a great way to start a program. Bon Jovi, and that was released. That was the first single off of, they remember the 1986 album, which was called Slippery When Wet. Written by Bon Jovi, Richard Sambora and Desmond Child, about a woman who has jilted her lover. Song, by the way, got to number one for them on the US Billboard Hot 100 on November the 29th of 1986, became the band's first number one hit. In 2007, the song re-entered the charts at number 29. This was after Blake Lewis performed it on American Idol. I tell you what, lad, you can't beat a brass band. This is Muse. It was quite an unusual track from Muse, that one. Simply called Pressure. And it is featuring UCLA, a Brunin marching band on there. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 11 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. I'm with you right through to 10 this morning. Don't forget, stick around.
Girl, I was just a lonely man, so many ways.
they were singing about the bad old days there. That's the Foundations. That was released in 1969. Tell you what, the bad old days, 1969. Trust me, they were the good old days as well. It was a hit for the Foundations in 69. It was the fourth hit single for the group, written by Tony McCauley and John McLeod. Did nicely for them, got to number 8 on the UK singles chart, number 7 in Ireland, and also covered by Edison Lighthouse, by the way, and also appeared on Johnny Johnson and the Bandwagon's Soul Survivor album. The bad old days. Right at time on the breakfast show. We are 15 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. So I guess it's, well, time to do this. Get you all spruced up, as we do in the morning. We like to, don't we? Of course we do. What we got for you? Oh, here's one. Going back to, back to the old disco era. With Stacey Lattershaw. Jump to the Beat. There we go, yes, Stacey Lattershaw in the shower this morning and Jump to the Beat. We're 19 minutes right now after the hour of 6 o'clock. Time to get you out. There we go. Off to where it is you're going this morning. Don't forget we've got 100% capacity in the metro buses now. So do make sure you put a little bit of extra smelly on. Perfume for the ladies and a little bit of aftershave or something for the men. Make a big difference to everybody else's day, won't it? It is Thursday, the 10th of March. What do we normally do on a Thursday? We talk tech with Dr. Computer. Sadly, he's unable to do that with us today. He's going to make a presentation somewhere else, which is a shame, but we'll take a rummage around the internet and find what we can find in the world of technology, see if there's any interesting stories for you there. And I've got guests coming in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, as Alex couldn't make it. I'll tell you about that a little bit later on. Great music, of course, going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. We'll also check in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid.
hot, so let's turn up the heat till we're fried. Some like it hot, some like it hard. Some like it hot, some like it hard. Some like it hot. Some like it hot. Some like it hot.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Definitely a material girl in a material world, and that sums up Madonna, I guess. That was on her second studio album, which was Like a Virgin. That was back in 1984. It was on the Sire label back in those days. Second single from Like a Virgin also appears slightly remixed as well on the 1990 Greatest Hits compilation, The Immaculate Collection. Time on the Breakfast Show, 29 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of, we're still 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows Las Vegas style in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245. Or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. And we're going to take a quick look. Some of the news we'll be looking at in more detail later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. But some of the headlines for today. But tell you what, I'm going to give you the epidemiological report. I'll give you that every morning anyway. As of Wednesday, now 2 years since the first case of COVID-19 occurred in Panama, the Ministry of Health reveals that in total there are 8,125 people that have died from COVID. These figures are given after 301 new infections and 2 deaths were registered in the last 24 hours, in addition to updating 1 death from an earlier date. Now, to detect those 301 new infections, there were 6,476 tests applied, which yielded a positivity percentage of 4.6. So that is still going down. Time to get rid of the masks, I think. Active cases total 3,005, of which 2,876 are in home isolation and 129 hospitalised. This was reported to say by the Ministry of Health yesterday. Those in isolation, they're divided into 2,846 at home and 30 in the so-called hospital hotels. 108 patients are in the hospital wards and there are 21 in the intensive care units. Now, the country is registering a notable decrease in active cases of COVID-19. In the last 2 epidemiological weeks, the decrease reached 68.2%, highlighted the Pan-American Health Organization, the PAHO. This was in its bi-weekly report on the situation of the pandemic in Panama. In the international organization, they're highlighting that active cases went from 12,288 in week 7, that was February the 13th to the 19th, to 3,912 in epidemiological week 9, that was the 27th of February to 5th of March, so quite a sizable decline. In the monthly report on events supposedly attributed to vaccination or immunization against COVID-19, the Ministry of Health received the report of at least 800 cases. Now, according to the latest report published by the Ministry, the data collected up to February the 11th of this year, a total of 882 reports associated with vaccination against COVID-19 have been recovered. Now, of those 882 cases reported to the National Pharma Pharmacovigilance Center, 828 corresponded to Pfizer doses and 54 to AstraZeneca. Now, the events that occurred, not too bad, mainly mild cases, and it was, how many we've got? 199 with headaches. That was the main report, followed by fever at 163, dizziness at 87, and weakness at 78, and rashes at 67 cases. So nothing too serious. Francisco Vigil, director of the National Decentralization Authority, justified on Wednesday the double salary he earned in his current position and as professor at the Autonomous University of Chiriquí. He does say, I've given classes in the free time that the institution allows me, that is Saturday and Sunday, and they can verify, said Vigil, who since August of 2005 has been a regular full-time and permanent professor at the Faculty of Law and Sciences, policies as well, and has a salary of $4,748.28. After a series of publications in La Prensa, this is about the transfer to the deputy and president of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, Benicio Robinson, of a farm in Bolquete, Chiriquí, where a large house, or they call it here a mansion, is being built. The president of the movement Otro Camino, this is Ricardo Lombana, said that he already has several years questioning loudly and publicly Robinson's actions and initiatives in the National Assembly. In Lombana's opinion, the PRD deputy considers the Assembly to be his, quote, personal estate, with the main function of benefiting his own assets, said Lombana. Lombana went on to say, I can only say that what the La Prensa report on Robinson and Bagatrack reveals does not surprise me at all, nor does the deathly silence of the authorities called to investigate the case, he added. And to date, neither the Comptroller General of the Republic nor the Public Ministry have reported whether they will initiate an investigation into the issue. The National Assembly has processed a legislative proposal that modifies Law 22 of 2005 regarding the right to reply or rectification adopted by the media. Bill 242, promoted by Deputy Zula Rodriguez, the original proponent, and Elias Vigil, reduces the deadlines that the media have to publish the replicas, so they say here, and increases the fines that offenders must pay. The bill was endorsed this Wednesday by the Government, Justice and Constitutional Affairs Commission, which is chaired by the PRD supporter Victor Castillo, a supporter of Zula Rodriguez. The legislative initiative comes at a time when the two that are proposing, the two proposing deputies, are facing serious questions. As the global trend has shown, due to instability in Europe, there was an inevitable, we would see, well, it was definitely inevitable, wasn't it? We would see an increase in the price of oil. The gallon of 95-octane gasoline will have an increase of 40 cents as of 6 o'clock on Friday. The increase will be until the 25th of March, reported the National Secretariat of Energy. 91-octane gasoline will also register an increase of 38 cents, while low-sulfur diesel will increase 62 cents per gallon at the gas stations in Panama and Colón. Bill 2222, which creates the Vacamonte Corregimiento in the district of Arihan, province of Panama Oeste, advanced on Wednesday in the National Assembly. It was adopted by the Municipal Affairs Commission, chaired by the PRD Deputy Javier Sucre. Now the document will be submitted for the first debate in the coming weeks. The bill's proponent is Deputy Assembly Speaker Kyra Harding. And the Credentials Commission of the National Assembly, this is the last piece for right now, approved on the afternoon of this Wednesday, the 9th of March, the appointments of Luis Navas Pajaro, Lauri Melody Alfaro, and Dora Perez Valladares as new directors of the Panama Canal Authority. Those appointments now must go to the full National Assembly for final ratification. That is it. That is some of the bits and pieces. We'll be looking at those in more detail a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know that things are
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
go. There's ABBA and Lay All Your Love. That, by the way, is the Disconnect remix. I was just looking here, looking at a quote. This is a quote from Otto von Bismarck. It says, people never lie so much as after a hunt, during a war, or, this is the one we know, before an election. So there we have it. We're 12 minutes away from the top of the hour, 7 o'clock. We'll take a look at some of the international news at the top of the hour. International business news around about 7:30. And in between, we'll take a look at what the weather is going to be doing. A bit of a fun track, isn't it? Jungle Love, and that comes from the band The Time. And they, well, they're also, by the way, they also were known as Morris Day in the Time. Original Seven is an American musical group founded in Minneapolis, it was, back in 1981. Part of the formation of the Minneapolis Sound, featuring sort of kind of mix of soul music, dance music, and a bit of funk and rock and roll. You've got it all in there, really, haven't you? And that was recorded for the album, which was called Ice Cream Castle. And that was in late March of 1983. It was during Prince's 1999 tour. And the track was also one of the first Time tracks to involve other members of the band in the creation of the song. Morris Day and Jesse Johnson both contributed to writing the song. They provided the sort of what they call the sexual lead vocals and animalistic sounds effects. And Johnson played the guitar on the recording while, guess who? Well, Prince. He played all the other musical instruments. Now, moving on to one of my favourites, Annie Lennox. I can't get next to you. If you keep an eye on the time, we're 7 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. There we go, that's it. There she goes, Annie Lennox, and I Can't Get Next to You. 4 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock on 89.3 Cool FM. Just doing a little rummage around the internet. I'm say looking for some things to do with tech. This one certainly isn't to do with tech, but I thought it was rather amusing. A public house, a pub, yes, you know what a pub is, in Nottingham in the United Kingdom, has placed a photograph of Vladimir Putin in its urinals. Reported Lad Bible. The Raglan Road Irish bar replaced a photograph of former US President Donald Trump with one of the Russian leader, encouraging their punters, their guests, to unleash their own protest upon him. When the pub announced its initiative in the Instagram post, one fan commented, "I'll be around. At least I can do." Always keep your sense of humour, that's what I say. Right, I tell you what, take us up to the top of the hour.
No one knows about the things that I've been through with you.
Westlife.
There were times I drive you nearly mental.
Hello, my love.
But when you're mad, you're still beautiful. And I know that I'll punch you way above. So lucky that we fell in love. Sometimes I wonder, am I enough? 'Cause you could have someone without a belly or a temper. Perfect teeth, hair growing where it's meant. You know my lips are all I can hold against you. This is all that I'll ever need, you and I.
the good things you do. When people take advantage of you, your heart is pure and so beautiful. And I know that it's just the way you are. Father's eyes with mother's daughter. And you tell me that you don't give enough. Now I found someone with all the foxes that I wanted. Your love is all I ever wanted. Set my heart on fire, I needed something. This is all I wanted to be, you and I. Without a belly or a temper, perfect teeth, hair growing where it's meant. You know my lips are all I can hold against you. This is all that I'll ever need, you and I.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Kool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Great to be with you this morning. 2 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this Thursday morning. Tis Thursday. Tis the 10th already of March. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba called on Russia on Wednesday to allow the evacuation of civilians from the besieged city of Mariupol through a humanitarian corridor, speaking in Turkey after talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Kuleba said that Ukraine was ready for diplomacy, but also able to defend itself. The Kremlin said on Thursday that it would seek information from the Russian military after Ukraine accused Russia of bombing a children's hospital in the besieged city of Mariupol. We will definitely ask our military because you and I don't have clear information about what happened there, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told a briefing, and the military are very likely to provide some information. European Union leaders will on Thursday discuss weaning the bloc off Russian energy. This is in the face of Moscow's war in Ukraine, but internal divisions and fear of provoking President Vladimir Putin mean that they will not invite Kiev to join their club. Now, gathering in France's opulent Versailles Palace, the 27 national EU leaders will also look at shoring up their defences and economies. But they are set to disappoint Ukraine's dramatic appeal for quick membership as it battles the Russian invasion. Finland's president, Sauli Niinisto, will speak with Russia's Vladimir Putin by telephone on Friday. He told reporters on Thursday, this was after a meeting with members of parliament, Niinisto declined to say what he would say to the leader of Russia, whose invasion of Ukraine has driven more than 2 million people from their homes. The president said the Finnish parliament is currently weighing options to strengthen national security. The Kremlin said on Thursday that Russia's economy was experiencing a shock and that measures were being taken to soften the impact of what it described as an absolutely unprecedented economic war being waged against Moscow. The West has imposed sweeping sanctions against Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Our economy is experiencing a shock impact now, and there are negative consequences. They will be minimized, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters on a conference call. He described the situation as turbulent, but said that measures to calm and stabilize it were already being taken. This is absolutely unprecedented. The economic war that has started against our country has never taken place before, so it is very hard to forecast anything. US President Joe Biden and Colombian President Iván Duque are expected to discuss Venezuela when they meet at the White House on Thursday, days after Duque expressed some public concerns about secret negotiations between the United States and Venezuela. Britain imposed sanctions on Chelsea soccer club owner Roman Abramovich and Igor Sechin, the chief executive of Russian oil giant Rosneft, hitting them with asset freezes and travel bans because of their links to Russian President Vladimir Putin. The two billionaires, plus businessman Oleg Deripaska and four other Russian oligarchs, are the most high-profile figures to be added to the British sanctions list since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and follows criticism that Britain has been acting too slowly. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said that Germany and Bosnia-Herzegovina need to work more closely and intensively on the issue of bringing the Balkan country closer to Europe. We want to live together in the European House, said Baerbock on Thursday. This was during a joint news conference in Sarajevo with her counterpart Bisera Turkovic. An upstart political party that rules India's capital has swept an election in Punjab state. A Thursday vote count showed, bolstering its hopes of becoming the main challenger to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, the BJP. The Aam Aadmi Party, the AAP, led by Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, was leading in 91 out of the 117 seats in the northern state and looked set to beat the state's incumbent Congress party, the BJP, and a regional party by a wide margin, according to Election Commission data. And that's it. That's what we've got for you this morning in the international news. A little bit later on, the bottom of the hour, we'll take a look at what's happening in the world of business. But for right now, back to the music.
The one that's soft and warm gives off some kind. A salamander scurries into flame to be destroyed. Imaginary creatures are trapped in birth on celluloid. The fleas cling to the golden fleece, hoping they'll find peace. Each thought and gesture, a chord in celluloid. There's no hiding the memory
people pay more lifeblood than before. They're moving in time to a heavy wooden door where the needle's eye is winking, closing on the poor. The carpet crawlers, he dare call us. We gotta get in. That I see, it's upward to the ceiling where the chamber's said to be. Like a forest fight, the sunlight that takes root in every tree. They are pulled up by the magnet, leaving their feet. The carpet crawl us, he there call us. We gotta get in.
That is called the Carpet Crawlers, and Genesis recorded for their sixth studio album, The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. Mike Rutherford and Tony Banks wrote most of the music with the help of Peter Gabriel. Lyrically, the song tells the section, this is off of the album, Story, whereby Rael, the lead character, finds himself in a red-carpeted corridor surrounded by kneeling people slowly crawling towards a wooden door. Rael dashes by them towards the door and goes through it. Behind the door is a table with a candlelit feast on it, and behind that a spiral staircase that leads upwards out of sight. Yes, you got all that, didn't you? I mean, it was so obvious, really, wasn't it? Good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou wishes everybody a nice good morning. She says, only one more day to the weekend. Will you please play A Passar de Voce? Of course we can.
Hoje você é quem manda, falou, tá falado, não tem discussão, não. Ah, minha gente hoje anda falando de lado e olhando pro chão. Viu você que inventou esse estado, inventou de inventar toda a escuridão. Você que inventou o pecado, esqueceu-se de inventar o perdão. Onde vai se esconder da enorme euforia? Como vai proibir quando o galo insistir em cantar? Água nova brotando e a gente se amando sem parar. Quando chegar o momento, esse meu sofrimento, vou cobrar com juros, juro, todo esse amor reprimido, esse grito contido, este samba no escuro. Você que inventou a tristeza, ora tem a fineza de desinventar. Você vai pagar e é dobrado cada lágrima rolada nesse meu penar. Pago pra ver o jardim florescer, qual você não queria. Você vai se amargar vendo o dia raiar sem lhe pedir licença. E eu vou morrer de rir esse dia de vir antes do que você pensa. Apesar de você,
apesar de você.
Vendo o céu clarear, de repente, impunemente, como vai abafar nosso coro a cantar na sua frente? Apesar de você,
apesar de você, amanhã há de ser outro dia.
Você vai se dar mal, etc e tal, laraiá, 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 laraiá.
There we go. That's for Mary Lou this morning. God, we're busy singing along with that, weren't we? 17 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock this morning, that was a Pesar de Voce. And time for us, say, to take a look, see what's happening weather-wise today. We're going to start over there in Colón, the province of Colón, Costa Riva. And we've got 28 degrees Celsius being their maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. Thermal sensation's going to be rather nice at 33 degrees Celsius. Their relative humidity, though, just up over 80 at 81%. Partially cloudy, that's during the course of this morning. Those isolated showers, they keep sort of trying to creep in the afternoon, don't they? But they're also going to creep in during the evening as well. So it's going to be partially cloudy, isolated showers in the afternoon and tonight. Moving across to West Panama, see what's in line for us over here. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23, the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation, but the relative humidity is way down there at 65%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Yes, you've got it. Isolated showers in the afternoon, and back to being partially cloudy tonight. Moving along to the metropolitan area, we are looking at 31 degrees Celsius being our maximum temperature today, 23 the minimum, 35 degrees Celsius the thermal sensation, our relative humidity same there at 65%. Partially cloudy this morning. Then isolated showers in the afternoon, and make them partially cloudy tonight. Take a look out there in the islands, the Gulf of Panama. We've got 28 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 25 the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. It's going to be fairly standard for today. Their relative humidity is that bit higher, being out there in all that water. 92% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, partially cloudy this afternoon, and clear tonight. I think they've got the best of the lot. No chance of showers out there. So let's move on to maritime conditions for today. Well, we're going to start off looking at what the tides will be doing, or have been up to now, and join the rest of the day. Starting with the Pacific Ocean, low tide was at 2.56 this morning, just before 3 o'clock, and that was 0.82 of a metre. High tide, that will be at 9 o'clock, exactly 9 o'clock this morning, and that'll be 3.54 metres. Low tide again, 3.15 in the afternoon, 1.19 metres. And the last high tide is going to be at 9.16 tonight, and that'll be 3.66 metres. That's the last high tide on the Pacific. On the Caribbean, we got high tide. That was a 6.43 this morning, 0.3 of a metre. Low tide, that's going to be 2.23 in the afternoon, and that'll be minus 0.06 of a metre. High tide again, 8.05 tonight, and that'll be 0.06 of a metre. And the last low tide, just before midnight, 11.56 tonight, 0.03 of a metre. Now, looking at the maritime conditions, if you are going to actually get onto to the water, we've got, let's see, starting on the Caribbean coast, we've got good conditions during the course of the morning. Winds are quite light, just 5 to 10 kilometre an hour winds coming from the west-southwest. Waves are going to be at 3 feet. During the afternoon, good conditions prevail. And again, 5 to 10 kilometre an hour winds. North-northwest is the direction in the afternoon, with 3 foot waves. Now, taking a look at the Pacific, we're looking at, same really, 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds, north-northwest in the morning. Waves though just at 1 foot for today. And in the afternoon, still good conditions. Winds 10 to 15 kilometres an hour, north-northeasterly direction in the afternoon. Nothing happening with the waves. They are going to remain at, they're going to remain at just 1 foot. So there we go. That's it. There's your weather for this morning. Now, I tell you what, talking about weather, I was just looking at a quote. This is a quote from sportscaster David Coleman. Yeah, he was an English sportscaster. He says, the wind is absolutely still. Work that one out for yourselves.
Sitting on the doorstep of the house again to fall. I can feel you there. Thinking of a reason, well, it's really not very hard. Helping I explain the meaning.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show here on 89.3, of course, Call FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. Time right now, we are 29 minutes, and that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. Quick little break, and then we'll take a look at what's happening, what's been happening in the world of international business.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
No doubt during the course of your day you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them. They are good advice for you there, as always, here on The Breakfast Show, past the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at what's happening in the world of business for today. Starting here we go. After the US S&P 500 index saw its biggest one-day gain since June of 2020 and oil slumped 13%, promises to be another eventful day. World stocks have seized on a meeting later today between the foreign minister of Ukraine and Russia and are up almost 0.5%. True, there does not seem much conviction behind the gains, with European futures only slightly higher and Wall Street so far tipped to open lower. Oil prices are trying to recover too after Wednesday's fall that was driven by the UAE holding out the possibility of more supply from the OPEC Plus group. European markets are especially on edge before a meeting of the European Central Bank, which will have to walk a thin line between committing to tackle inflation and protecting economic growth. Before Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the ECB was on track to announce an end to money printing stimulus and open the way for interest rate hikes. But now, while the Russia-linked economic hit is worsening by the day, inflation in the bloc is more than double at 2%, the 2% target, exacerbated by a weaker euro. Oil prices did rise on Thursday in volatile trading following a sharp drop in the previous session as the market contemplated whether major producers would boost supply to help plug the gap in output from Russia due to the sanctions for its invasion of Ukraine. Brent crude futures were up $2.53, or 2.28%, at $113.67 a barrel. At 6.51 GMT today, after trading in about a $5 range. The benchmark contract slumped 13% in the previous session, in its biggest one-day drop in nearly 2 years. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures were up $1.64, or 1.51%. at $110.34 a barrel, after trading in a $4 range. The contract had tumbled 12.5% in the previous session, in the biggest daily decline since November. And global jet fuel prices have surged to a near 14-year high, in line with the crude oil surge on supply shortfall worries, slamming air carriers and travellers with steep cost increases, just as air travel was starting to recover from COVID-19 restrictions. Oil prices have soared to their highest since 2008, as supplies lag recovering global demand, and as the US weighs banning Russian oil imports following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Rio Tinto became the first major mining company to cut ties with Russian businesses, and Japan's Sony and Nintendo suspended deliveries of their gaming consoles, joining a global corporate exodus from Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Credit Suisse flagged a roughly $900 million Russian credit exposure, including lending to wealthy clients, following disclosures from Italy's UniCredit and France's BNP Paribas. Japanese construction machinery supplier Hitachi said that it would stop exports and cease most operations in Russia, except for vital electronic power facilities, following similar exits by American industrial companies Caterpillar, 3M, Deere, and Honeywell. And Italy's UniCredit, we mentioned these two, together with France's BNP Paribas, were the latest banks to set out their Russian exposures, warning of billions of euros in potential costs from the financial fallout from Moscow's invasion. Electric car maker Tesla on Wednesday raised prices of its US Model Y SUV and Model 3 long-range sedans by $1,000 each, and some China-made Model 3 and Model Y vehicles by 10,000 won, which is about $1,582.40, approximately, according to its website. The company increased prices for the most affordable versions of Model 3 and Model Y about a dozen times last year in the United States, as according to data tracked by Reuters. The US price of the electric vehicle maker's Model Y long-range car has jumped 20% from January of 2021, along with a 10.6% hike for its Model 3 long-range sedan during the same period. Just thinking, these electric vehicles probably put the price of the cars up because oil's going up. Considering they're electric, that's a bit of a laugh, isn't it? Anyway, everything's going to be going up in price. We saw the 40-cent hike per gallon of gasoline here. 95 octane up 40 cents, 91 up 38 cents. That's from Friday. Bit of a rush at the gas stations today, I think. Dire Straits, Tunnel of Love.
Like it always be, oh, like the Spanish city to me. got a kiss ring and a kiss. And in the roar of dust and diesel, I stood, I was to walk away. I could have caught up with her easy enough, but something must have made me see. And the big wheel keep on turning, neon burning up above. Everywhere from steeplechase to palisades, in any shooting gallery where promises are made, to walk away, walk away, walk away, walk away.
There you go, walk away, walk away. Dire Straits there, Tunnel of Love. You keep an eye on the time. We are 19 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Feeling like the baddest bitch I've ever known.
Feeling that's nice.
Stronger than I've ever felt before. Push me to the limit, now I'm in a different zone. Now you're all alone, now you're all alone.
And I know that I was always good to say it, and I feel it since I guess that you were playing. Yeah, you were such a personal thing, but you never see me like this. Well, I know I feel so missing. Yeah, imagine we're you're gonna hate it. Now I got the power and I claim it. Baby, read my lips. I say no, no, no. I say it's too many times. Now it's no. Told you I'm no longer under your control. Oh, oh, no, I'm not the kind of girl I was before. Can't go with me no more, no more. I said no, no, no. I say it too many times. You should know, no, no. Told you I'm no longer under your control. Oh, oh, see, I'm not the kind of girl I was before. Can't go with me no more, no more.
Being a prisoner, living under your thumb.
That's what it's called. It's just simply called No, and that comes from Little Mix, apparently. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're almost exactly 16 minutes, and that's before the hour of 8 o'clock. It is time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre. Check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a tribute to Michael Jackson and Freddie Mercury starting March 17th. These shows will only be for 2 weeks, so you don't want to miss them. You want to buy your tickets online or go to their WhatsApp and make a reservation to hold your seat. This will be a sold-out show.
Me, I'm bad. There we go, Michael Jackson. And don't forget to go along to Emotions starting next week. And that's going to be a great thing. I've seen the guy who does Michael Jackson. He is brilliant. Time on the Breakfast Show, 11 minutes away from the hour of 8 o'clock. A couple of things just to mention here. Let me first of all say a very good morning to Paul Dixon over there in London. He's just sent me a message, literally just come through. Says, thought I was starting a cold. A lateral flow test says it's COVID. Ooh, I'm sorry to hear that. But I tell you what, I mean, this is exactly how mine started. I just got a bit of a runny nose and sneezing one day. To be honest, I don't even know really what made me think about getting a test, because it was just, you know, I thought, oh, I'm just getting the sniffles, I'm getting a cold. And like you, Paul, I came back and I was positive for COVID. Nobody was more surprised than I was. And the thing is, it cleared up in a couple of days. And I don't know how it works over there if you have to stay isolated, but I was in isolation for 10 days. But yeah, that's exactly how it started. Also, let me say a very good morning to Renee. Renee says, very good morning to you. She says, shout out to Rick. That's hubby Rick. He finished and submitted our taxes early this morning. Please could you play Mary Wells and My Guy. Renee says to you, Paul, get well soon. Paul says he's got to go in isolation for five days. Well, you know what to do to you. Because Paul and his good lady, Maria, they very kindly sent out the other week with Dianilka. She says, good morning to you, Dianilka. Thank you so much. They sent us a box of biscuits, which Paul made over Christmas biscuits, which were delicious. Sent him a picture of Yasmin and I tucking in. You know, there is a silver lining to every cloud. You know that, Paul, don't you? Because what you can do now is you can, well, you can bake more biscuits, can't you? Of course you can. Anyway, get well soon, Paul, and I hope it's just as mild as mine was. I mean, mine really didn't affect me at all. But, yeah, look after yourself and keep well. And, Renee, there you are. That was for Rick, and that was my guy, because Rick's done all their taxes. Yes, you should be. I'd hate to have to do that sort of every year, really. So, anyway, congratulations on getting your taxes done. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
That's the way.
Oh, there we go, yes, doing a bit of reminiscing there. A song by the Australian soft rock music group, Little River Band there. And that was released in June of 1978. It was the second single, that was off of their fourth studio, I think it was their fourth one, which was called Sleeper Catcher. The song was written by the band's guitarist, that's Graham Gobble, and sung by their lead singer, Glenn Shorrock. And it peaked at number 35 on the Australian Kent Music Report, number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. At the Australian, by the way, 1978 King of Pop Awards, the song won Australian Record of the Year. And by the way, just to remind you, join me in the last, not in the last hour, in the next hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, around about 8:30 this morning, we're talking with Al Muinha and Gretel Mojica from the Mac Museum. They're coming in to chat to us and tell us what they've got coming up. They've got some interesting bits and pieces coming up, so they're going to be coming in and chatting to us about that.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show. Right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair, wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom. Get off the rain.
tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
some great memories coming back with those two. Scott McKenzie, San Francisco, wears flowers in your hair. I remember doing that. Didn't go down very well. I was in the Air Force at the time. that was preceded by Wings and Another Day. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's not even sunrise yet. I'm up before the dawn. Isn't that amazing? I think so. Oh, my goodness. But it's a beautiful salmon color in the sky. It's still, it's pretty early. As I said, the sun has not yet come up. I want to make sure I get an early start. Got to get back to El Valle. Got some work I need to get done. And the gardener's coming today, and I need to stack some wood that we had chopped down, you know, by Paul Bunyan days. You know, if I'm not there to explain to him how to season wood and how to move it around, I'm going to have to move it twice. So I'm up at the crack of dawn. Have had a wonderful time in Panama City. I always love coming back to the city, but I also love going back home, trust me. You know, it's the best of both worlds. You have a little bit of city life, and then you go back to the countryside. You have a little bit of country life, then you come back to the city side. It's beautiful. You have ocean, you have mountains, you have fresh fruit, you have vegetables, you have good friends, good company, and some good wine. You know, it's been a good 2 days. Got my client all set up. He's ready to go. Beautiful new laptop. Woo! New technology gave me a hard time for a while, but I conquered it. After 12 hours, I conquered it. So I'm very pleased about that as well. I'm going to go look out this window. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that. It's just another beautiful day in paradise. We're so blessed. We are so blessed here. I hope you're all feeling well. School seems to be going okay. I kind of avoided the times of traffic with children because I don't want to get caught up in the tranque. So I'm trying to wait a few more minutes before I head out. I know I can't go over the one bridge. I have to go over the other bridge because it doesn't open until 7:30. So I'll be driving back to the montaña. All right, today is Thursday, which means you know what? Tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Don't miss it. I hope to bring you something delicious to listen to. And if not, at least I hope to give you a giggle. All right, wash those hands, stay away from people, and back to you in the studio.
So we go, that is Sarah Starship on that one. That was back in 1985 when they released that one. Reached number one on US Billboard Hot 100 chart in March the 15th, in actual fact, not that long away, in 1986. And the voice there, Mickey Thomas, of the newly renamed band Starship from their first album, Knee Deep in the Hoopla. And for this single, by the way, Grace Slick provided the backing vocals. Paul Simon loves me like a rock.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
say now, hoodoo,
ooh,
who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in a Sunday choir. Grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name. Say now, who do? Who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consummated man. Statue of purity. My mama loves me. She loves me. She gets down. She rocked me like the rock of ages. She loved me, loved me, loved me.
There we go, that's Kathy Dennis and Too Many Walls here on the Breakfast Show, following on from Paul Simon and Loves Me Like a Rock. If you keep an eye on the time, by the way, we are about 19 and a half minutes before the hour at 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9 this morning. But it is that time on this morning's Breakfast Show for me to introduce you to, one of our guests is here. Good morning to Gretel. Gretel Mojica, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Nice smiley face.
I'm so excited and happy to be here.
Oh, good. Well, we're happy to have you here as well. Because the Mac Museum, I mean, they have some great things on, don't they?
Yes.
They really do. And that's how you can say. Now, if I am right, is the translation of the word bowl into English would be is like a trunk? Like a...
Yeah.
Hey, I'm happy with myself.
Well, I'm the public program coordinator of the Museum of Contemporary Art, and El Baúl Mac is an initiative of the museum which arise as a part of our mission to continue creating spaces to generate opportunities for reflection and learning and exchange for different audience through the contemporary artistic expressions, promoting the development of the local and regional artistic ecosystem.
Oh, well, that's easy, isn't it, really? But, I mean, what always impresses about me, we'll talk about it, but the Mac Museum always has this terrific turnover, doesn't it, of things to do and things to see.
Yeah, we're trying to make new experiences for the audience and also for the artists. In this edition of the Baúl, we are pleased to collaborate with My Treasures by Mao. And also, it will be focused on the diverse women, artisans, workers, and artists in commemoration of the International Working Women's Day, and also links to the current exhibition of the museum.
Oh, good. So, I mean, looking at some of the things here, you've got participants, Tropical Vida Art Lab, Anita Espinal, Choose Nut, the Paper Club. Hey, this is. I mean, apart from anything else, it sounds like fun, doesn't it?
So we're also having a flash tattoo session with Arcade Tattoo Bar.
Tattoo bar?
Yeah, it's like a tattoo owned by women.
Oh, so tattoo I can't get one then. Okay. So flesh tattoo, a flesh tattoo, I mean, is this a permanent tattoo?
It's a permanent tattoo, but we say flash because it's small and fast.
Okay.
So flash tattoo, so many people can get art.
What sort of thing would you put on?
It's the artist's expression of them.
The artist does it himself.
Yeah.
So you're too bad if you don't like it. What's that? I'm not telling you.
If you are going, you can choose. They have like
a when are you going to do one for us men?
We already have
one. Somebody asked me the other day. I can't remember. I don't think it would. Where's Yasmin? Put Yasmin on here. Because you go to the Mac a lot, don't you?
Yeah. Of course.
Hey, I said, was it you asked me if I had any tattoos?
No, I didn't.
No. Mm-hmm. Why not?
I mean, or I guess I did, but a long time ago.
That must have been. Yeah. No, I don't. I don't actually don't have any tattoos.
Come this Saturday and Sunday.
So, yeah. Now, you've got flesh tattoos, and you've got, it says here, tendremos comida.
We're going to have food from Planticería, and we are going to have drinks from Bombay Sapphire.
Okay, this is important. Sorry, let's get to the nitty gritty. You're going to have Bombay gin.
Yes.
By the way, is this just for women, or can us men go as well?
Obviously, everyone can go.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. So, while the ladies get their tattoos, we can have a gin and tonic.
Of course, and you also can watch our new exhibitions. We have in the top floor we have the Reyes Footprints, or how we transform the silence through art and activism. This exhibition seeks to question the oppressive contrast inherited from colonization and the constant resistance that trans and non-binary bodies face in this context, in our context. And Keeping Sitting the Hair is an investigation of the permanent collection of the Museum of Contemporary Art that emerged from an urgency to generate spaces for enunciation and reflection from the communities that have historically had more difficulties in hold spaces of visibility.
Mm-hmm.
So this Saturday, 12th, mm-hmm. and March 13th, if you want to know more about our new exhibitions and also support the local business artists run by women, you can come to the Museum of Contemporary Art.
Okay, yeah. I mean, by the way, I don't know if you, I mean, you probably know already because you're there all the time. But if you look at the door, the door of the museum,
yes.
which looks out onto, was it 4th of July? you have been to the museum. By the way, they've got the big Masonic symbol on the front. Do you know? Yeah. Yeah, because that used to be a lodge building.
Yeah.
Used to be a lodge building. It's mm-hmm. a lovely building.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, and I also, did I hear that that there's going to be a new building?
Yes, in the Cinta Costera.
Oh, okay, really? Oh, that's a great place to have, isn't it?
Well.
Okay, all right.
Yes. We're working.
Yes. Do you think it's going to be new next to the new fish market?
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't think so.
Oh, well, something to look forward to. Tell me, how many, you know, you've got this program. This is going on, it's just over this weekend, is it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. This is going to be only this weekend. Mm-hmm. We're trying to make it 3 months, every 3 months.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But next Friday, 18, we're going to have Viernes Feroz. That is something special in the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are invited some performances artists, and also we have guided tours inside of the museum, and also we are going to have food from local artists, from local entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And from Cervecería Feroz, you are going to have a courtesy if you are coming to the Viernes Feroz.
Oh, okay, right. Well, that's two things, gin and beer. Right. We're going to take a piece of music. Be right back.
Thank you.
There we go. That is Ulva, and it's called, believe it or not, it's called Russian Dolls. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 8.5 minutes before 9 o'clock. We're talking about the Mac Museum this morning. And just joined us is our second guest this morning with Maul.
Yeah, hello.
Great to have you back. Maul Almuina.
Yeah, nice meeting you and all the guys that are listening right now.
It's great to have you. Yeah. It's great to have anybody, really. Yeah. It's nice to have people, you know, because, I mean, we went for so long, obviously, with the pandemic,
yeah,
when we had nobody, you know, it was all done by Zoom.
Yeah, it was such a long time. I remember the last time I came to your show, it was like 2000. Before pandemic.
Mm-hmm. 2000 before pandemic, yes.
19, I think, because, yeah, I don't remember well, but that was the last time.
Yeah. So that is, I think that's a good thing, isn't it? What year was it? The year 2000 before pandemic. we'll make it, we'll keep copyright on that one. Mal, what are you doing at the museum?
Well, I'm in charge of doing the market. Usually, I'm like the person that do like the cultural activity. For example, I curate all the brands that are gonna be on the event.
Mm-hmm.
So my job is like to receive all the, you know, people that maybe get filled the forms.
Mm-hmm.
I have to receive all the forms from them, and then I choose who artists, what kind of entrepreneur is going to be on the event. That's my part.
Oh, okay. So basically you put all the jigsaw pieces together to make the end picture.
Yeah, so it's like really cool this time because we have like female business owners right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are so young. Some of them have like 20 years old. And they are making like their own clothes too.
Mm-hmm.
They are also like making their own jewelry, ceramics, artists, digital art.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I would really like invite everyone to go, just, you know, to support them, because I know after this long time at home, they have been working so hard. And this is for them, some of them, it's going to be like the first time that they are back in markets again to the public. So they are also very, very excited to go back.
I mean, what's interesting, because of the pandemic, a lot of people being at home, a lot of people sort of went in and they tried doing different things. And, you know, I mean, one thing I really liked was my hairdresser, Gerardo. I mean, during the pandemic, he was making rice pudding because obviously the hairdressers were closed, and he was making arroz con leche. At home, and passing up and selling it, and sort of starting a little business of his own to help, you know.
So
some great ideas came out of the pandemic.
Yeah, some of them came from that world still because they were so successful that they still are doing, like, for example, there is a brand, and it's Doviaker. She was just doing, like, she was fired from her job in the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And then she decided to do like a brand of cosmetic skincare. And now she's so successful right now that she doesn't need like to have like a full-time job.
Wonderful.
And she was telling me like...
I tell you what, I bet she has got a full-time job.
Yeah. She told me that she... Well, yeah, with the man. Like she told me like... She told that it was going to be a side something.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became like his main source of work and everything. So I was really impressed for her. So she's going to be with us too. And also I want to talk about, you know, the brands that we're going to have, that are supporting us, that are Bombay Sapphire. I don't know if my friend...
Oh, yeah, we talked a lot about that. Yeah.
So we're going to have like kind of a free drinks too. And also, the brands that are, for example, Tropical Vida Art Lab, Show Snoot, The Paper Club, Doviaker, Entre Puntadas, Nativa, Paper Grounds, 50 Shot, Vivian Mar, Simplicity by Chris, and Topanga Margarita, and many, many more. Also, the flash tattoos, they're going to be all for female artists. I hope everyone can come and join us.
Okay, I see here, was it on Sunday, you've got Jackie Plummer music?
I think Gretel can speak a bit more about her.
Yeah, she's going to be with us. She's a Panamanian artist, and she's going to be with us from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And also, both days, we're going to have, like, conversatories from 1 to 2 p.m.
Okay. So, now, tell me, this is... Let me see if I get up here. This is Saturday and Sunday.
Yes.
And it says here, midday until 8 p.m.
Yeah.
12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Entrance is free, open to the public. Have you got any restrictions on numbers or anything like that now?
I think no, not yet. Just we ask the people to please carry the mask on and the closing spaces.
Yeah.
And then that's the only petition that we have, like, to keep using alcohol and the reglamentations, like, to not speak with no mask.
So it's very important to use the gin.
Well, I get it.
Yeah, so you can rub it on. I mean, I must have, I was telling people, because my mother, God bless, she's no longer with us. She lived till she was 92, and she says the thing that kept her alive was whiskey and chocolate. And but she, you know, she liked to drink, with my mother. And I said, you know, gosh, if she was alive in the pandemic, with all this alcohol on her, she'd be licking her hands all day, you know.
She was a woman with a vision.
Absolutely. So anyway, look, we just got a couple of minutes left. What else do you want to remind everybody about? So the floor is yours.
Well, I just want you guys to remind that these girls have been working so hard for this event. So even if you go just to check them out, just to follow them on Instagram or see the pieces that they created, I think they will be very, very happy to see you on the weekend. Well, we're going to have, like, also talks on the show by Jackie Plummer. Mm-hmm. It has been such a long time that we don't have, like, kind of a huge event, and it's going to be female only. So I hope everyone can, you know, come with us and have a good time this weekend.
But men are allowed to come, huh?
No, they are allowed to come. Also, kids, everyone. You know, that is funny. In Twitter, someone, like, retweet my post and told me that, so, men is not allowed to come. They are forbidden because it's a feminist event.
Yeah, well,
I was no. It's just, like, this time, because it's 8th of March, and also it's the Women's...
International Day.
Yeah, Women's History Month. We want to give the opportunity to women.
Mm-hmm.
But next time...
So women are the ones that are participating, and we go along to check them out.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Me too. Okay, so Saturday and Sunday at the Mac Museum. It's always worth a visit anyway, whether they've got a special event or not. Saturday and Sunday, 12th and the 13th. It opens up at midday, goes through to 8 o'clock at night. Entrance is free, and make sure you've got your mask with you. Which, of course, we still have to wear our masks. It's about time, you know. We don't need to wear them during the day when we're out. That's just me. Anyway, ladies, Mao and Gretel, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to up at the top of the hour and take our little break and the news. So we'll remind you later on. We'll have some information on our website today, so you can check that out as well. So that's the Mac Museum this coming weekend. Don't forget.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back. Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7pm to 3am, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
With another girl who plays with a
Started off with Sade, of course, Smooth Operator. Haven't played that for a while. Followed on this, Bananarama, and a rather nice track, On Your Own. Time on the Breakfast Show, 24 minutes. That's right now, after the hour of 9 o'clock. You're listening to us, of course, on 89.3 Cool FM. Taking a little rummage around the internet. Here's a nice story for you. A television station in Spain has been forced to apologise. This was after a game show asked contestants to guess the price of a gram of cocaine. This was reported in the Times newspaper. Atrápame si puedes, or Catch Me If You Can, features several rounds of questions which participants can win up to €25,000 for answering correctly. Well, after the episode was broadcast, the state-run TVG channel said, "It wasn't the intention of the program to disparage the serious problem of drug addiction." By the way, both contestants had correctly guessed the answer. Walk out of the studio, there's a policeman waiting for you.
till 3:15. You can get a son and daughter off me. Or I got you purple flowers and green. We can stay up all night and get lean. I can give things to you that you dream. Might go harsh on a brand new team. And I'll stand in a pouring rain for ya. And I'll change my stupid ways for ya. Cause your love sends me crazy, yeah. Just never ever let me go.
There we go, what a lovely title. It's called Flowers. Nathan Dorr featuring Jay Key. You can guess who Jay Key is, can't you? He's the one making all that noise, rapping in the middle. Talking of flowers, this is Katy Perry and Daisies.
Tell them your dreams and they all started laughing. I guess you're out of your mind till it actually happens. The small town, 1 in 7 billion. Why can't it be me? They told me I was out there, tried to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, trying to get me out. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. Tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. When did we all stop believing in magic? Why did we put all our hopes in a box in the attic? Try to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, trying to get me out. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies. Why can't it be me? They told me I was out there trying to knock me out. Shook those things and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, never let them change me. Cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere, trying to get me out. Shook those things and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, never let them change me.
And that's it. It's called Daisies from Katy Perry. Right, doing my rummage around the internet, as I do, as I was telling you about just another story I came up with. Scientists have discovered the oldest known ancestor of octopuses. Say octopuses or octopi. Anyway, ancestor of octopuses is what they've written, which originated before dinosaurs. Now, the 330 million year old fossil unearthed in Montana has 10 limbs, each with two rows of suckers. The Guardian said the creature probably lived in a shallow tropical ocean bay. The scientists have named the ancient fossil a very long name, which I'm not even going to try and pronounce. But it was after President Joe Biden. Why didn't they just call it Joe? So they Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 28 minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. Here's a nice track. Babyface together with Tony Braxton. Take It Back is what it's called. After this one, I've got another one from George Ezra this morning. Did You Hear the Rain? Unmistakable voice of Mr. George Ezra there, and did you hear the rain? Breakfast show time, 20 minutes, that's before the hour of 10 o'clock, boys and girls, and continuing my little rummage around the internet this morning. Things that Vladimir Putin say have, well, ongoing effects, what they say, you know. Butterfly flutters its wings or something in one part of the world and it's felt in the other. Well, a man caught speeding in Florida. He told police that he was driving so fast because he was worried about Vladimir Putin's nuclear threats, said the Times newspaper, after the unnamed driver was caught driving at 50 miles an hour in his Dodge Challenger in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. He told cops, I just found out that Putin said he's going to launch a nuclear thermal war against the world, and I was trying to get back to my house to find out what's going on. I'm freaking out. It's the truth. Of course it is. I didn't realise a Dodge Challenger could go that slow, to be perfectly honest with you. Time on the breakfast show. It is coming up to 18 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. It is time to go over to Emotions Dinner Theatre. Check in with JP for the latest news.
Thank you, Jerry. Breaking news right now. Emotions Dinner Theatre is hosting a top entertainment aerialist starting March 17th all the way through March. You don't want to miss this show. She is from Ukraine, has an amazing story, went through Poland to get out of Ukraine. We have her here, and she wants to perform her heart out for all of us here in Panama. So make sure you get online, get your tickets now, get on WhatsApp or Instagram and book your ticket through there. You do not want to miss it. This will be sold out shows.
I feel so lucky loving her. Tell me what else is magic for. She thinks it's better left unsaid. She makes her mind up at a glance. It really made a difference. I seem to be unconditionally. She's like a new girl every day. And
No conversation, no way tonight.
We'll give
There we go, two in a row. Robert Palmer, of course, was the first one, and She Makes My Day, following on with Love and Affection by Joan, who's got a store selling armor trading. Joan Armor Trading there, Love and Affection. Time on The Breakfast Show, 4 minutes before I have to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. It's something taking us up to 5 to 10. Imagination. Street Mix. There we go, went through quite a bit of the repertoire there of Imagination and the Street Mix. And to tell you what, that is sort of, well, that's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. What a fun morning it's been. Big thanks to my guests from the Mac Museum earlier on this morning, Mal and Gretel. Don't forget, we'll have some information on our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. You can check out there what the program is over the weekend at the Mac Museum, Museum of Contemporary Art. Big thanks, of course, as always, to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, to Yasmin, our intrepid, we've done Yasmin, Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, and my co-producer Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to the boys and girls who keep us up and running in the mornings. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Cool FM. Don't forget, if you want to advertise with us, just give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. It's really quite painless. 223-5162. We need all the help we can get. So big thanks to you lot out there. It's great being with you every morning. And I hope you're enjoying it. Now, remember, tomorrow is Friday, TGIF tomorrow. That means we've got Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid tomorrow. And the end of the week, we can all take a deep breath. Please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, keep safe, keep wearing your masks, keep your face shields. You will need that on public transport. And most importantly, try and keep away from other people as much as possible. Because tomorrow morning, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.